As you may have experienced, it's common for kids in middle and high school to play multiple sports. In college, some talented athletes continue in more than one sport. Then, the few standouts who go on to play professionally tend to pick one thing and stick with that. A former Oregon Ducks track and football star, who was born in Seattle, is now trying to pull off a rare feat, excelling at two pro sports at the same time. Correspondent Tom Bonsi introduces us to Devin Allen. He'll be competing in the high hurdles at the World Track and Field Championship in Eugene this weekend.
The World Athletics Championships represent something of a homecoming for Devin Allen. The event takes place at the University of Oregon's Hayward Field, the same track where Allen starred during college and where he qualified for the last two U.S. Olympic teams in the 110-meter high hurdles.
It's always great, and it feels real comfortable because I've done plenty of 10 hurdle, 12 hurdle reps right along the same lane I was in, actually in lane 8. That's what I used to train in. So
Allen also played wide receiver for the Oregon Ducks while in college and went to the Rose Bowl. After graduating, he made a choice. He turned pro as a runner and is sponsored by Nike. But the now 27-year-old says he misses football. So this past spring, Allen participated in an NFL scouting event in Eugene. He ended up signing a free agent contract with the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think this is something I've wanted to do my whole life, and I have the opportunity now, so I'm going to take advantage of it and just go for it.
The three-year NFL contract for a reported $2.5 million came with the understanding that Allen has no intention of giving up professional running.
During the football season, I'm going to play football, and then once February, we win the Super Bowl, hopefully. Come back and start training for track.
That was Allen speaking at a press conference in Paris last month. His decision to play two pro sports spurs lots of questions about why Allen would risk serious injury on the football field just as he approaches the pinnacle of professional track.
I did okay when I was in college. My injuries were non-contact anyways. It wasn't like I got hurt from somebody hitting me. But I'm not going to really think about that too much.
There's historical precedent for what Allen is trying to do, balancing two pro sports in the same year. But longtime Seattle sports journalist Art Thiel says it's really difficult to pull off and rarely sustainable. A pertinent example is the former world record holder in the 110-meter hurdles, Ronaldo Nehemiah.
Now the safety blitz. A delay is on. Montana reads it, gets it to Nehemiah. It's all over.
Nehemiah was a bullfrog.
Nehemiah played wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers in the early 80s.
His career lasted three seasons, and it was an example to at least a lot of the football community that just because you're a great track athlete doesn't mean you're going to be a great football player. They are entirely different disciplines.
Then there's Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson, who once joined the New York Yankees for baseball spring training.
Here's your 2-2 pitch. Swung on it, missed strike three. So Russell Wilson getting a nice hand from the crowd.
That lasted 6 days, and Thiel considered it mostly an off-season publicity stunt. Thiel's best-case examples include Bo Jackson, who excelled at pro football and baseball in the late 80s and early 90s. And from that same era, there's Deion Sanders. He was both a Hall of Fame football cornerback and Major League Baseball outfielder.
And he's the only player to ever appear in both a World Series and a Super Bowl. So it is possible, but it is exceedingly rare.
Sports fans and the merely curious won't have to wait long to see how two sports stardom plays out for Devin Allen. This weekend, Allen competes in the 110-meter high hurdles at the World Track and Field Championships in Eugene. Then less than 2 weeks later, he's due at the Philadelphia Eagles training camp to get ready for the 2022 NFL season. I'm Tom Bonsi in Eugene.